This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Shall we begin?
Expecto Patronum!
We brought back!
I know what this place is. The timekeepers have built quite the circus. And I see the clowns are playing their parts to perfection.
We protect the proper flow of time.
You picked up the Tesseract breaking reality.
I want you to help us fix it.
BFM 89.9, it is 7:38 and you're listening to Popcorn Culture with Lynn, Sharmila and Arvin. And tonight we are reviewing a series that we're pretty excited about. We are talking about Loki, which that clip explains to, I think, a reasonable enough degree, or at least also tells you that if you haven't seen the show, it's somewhat impossible to spoil it for you because it's kind of bonkers.
Yes. In fact, we should just end the show now because I'm so terrified that we'll spoil it for someone. No, and really, the reason I'm so invested in this is because of how much enjoyment I had watching the show, not knowing anything, right? And I want that experience for everyone who's listening. So if you haven't watched the show yet, don't read anything about it. Just take every episode as it comes. I wanted to kick things off just by saying that I was quite skeptical about Marvel doing the TV thing. And if ever there was a show that makes a great case for any of the Avengers films, any of the Avengers characters having a TV show of their own, I think Loki is absolutely it. It uses the television format so well. It expands on a character that's already fascinating. And for that alone, I think this show is so worth catching. It's only 6 episodes and it's so good.
Skeptical is such a good point because of all the Disney Plus shows that they announced, Loki was the one that I was most skeptical about because he's one of my favorite characters in the MCU, but he's my favorite in relation to other characters. He's fantastic foil for Thor. Even in the first Avengers, right? He's good foil for like Black Widow, for Tony Stark, for the Hulk. He has scenes with each and every one of them and he elevates all of them in a go. I didn't know if he could stand alone as like his own character, his own protagonist in a show. And then after watching this, I'm like, I will never doubt the MCU or Disney again. Like, I apologize to the overlords in their corporate offices. I will never, ever doubt anything that you put out because it is such a good show. It's such a good show.
It's quite a Loki story, isn't it, for all of us to have doubted it? Because
you went there.
You know, but in and of itself, I mean, it's kind of built in because I also had my doubts and for a different reason. That's why I bring it up, because each of us, I think, have had very particular reasons for why they were unsure perhaps about the show. And for me, I also, who doesn't? Like, I think it's very hard to find somebody who has enjoyed the Avengers who didn't enjoy Loki. And I always liked him very much, but I had also wondered whether or not the steam was starting to run out on the character, particularly because of the way in which he appeared in some Thor movies, not all the Thor movies, one specific Thor movie, had me wondering whether, okay, so which Loki are we going to get, right? Like, what kind of story is this going to be? And with all that, I went in with very little anticipation and also very little expectation and also very little information. I purposely did not even watch the trailers. So I didn't get anything except for the way that the show title looks. And I think that going in with as little information as possible is key. So I will give what little I think we need to give in order to continue talking about it. The Loki that we're watching is not necessarily the Loki who we watched last. It is actually the Loki from Avengers 2012. And it's essentially a side adventure that he goes on, which lands him with a shady organization called the TVA, or the Time Variance Authority. And that's where he meets Owen Wilson, who is an agent of the TVA, and they embark on an adventure, a quest, some might say.
Nicely done, because I'm glad I didn't have to do that. I would have slipped and said something.
my palms are sweating.
I wanted to say that I'm so glad that we're already talking about Owen Wilson, because exactly what you guys said, the Loki being a foil for someone, Loki working great with other people. Without Thor, I was like, well, what is Loki? Do we want a Loki without that counterpoint? Owen Wilson is such a perfect counterpoint to Tom Hiddleston. I love Owen Wilson in general. I love watching him in practically everything he's done, and the energy that he brings to his role. He's that languid, you know, doesn't take anything very seriously in comparison to the like hyperactive, always on and completely scheming Loki. And I love it. And I think the highlight of the show for me, amongst many other things that we can't get into, the highlight for the show for me was definitely the pairing of the two actors and the two characters.
And also because he's nothing like Owen Wilson. It's one of the most unique roles he's played. And you don't expect that from like, I wouldn't say from an MCU thing, but you expect them to typecast people a certain way. But this is an Owen Wilson that I don't think we've seen in a lot of other films. I won't say any films, but a lot of other films. The most surprising thing for me when it comes to Loki is how slow and methodical the show is. So this other podcast that I listen to, it calls it mythology theater and like a character study of everyone in the show. You know, so it could have been like fully action-packed, bombastic, fast-paced, but it takes a lot of guts for a show like that to sort of tone down on the action and then make you sit with these characters, and it dedicates so much time to building those characters. And I really appreciated that. I know that it becomes an acquired taste. I've seen like reviews online where they say that it's a bit too dry or a bit too slow. I didn't mind at all. I love the pacing of the show. I wish there were more episodes, but for the 6 episodes, I love how the show is paced.
I have so many things to add on to that. I mean, firstly, peak Owen Wilson whispering, right? Like if you want to watch Owen Wilson whisper his way very enticingly and wonderfully through entire swaths of dialogue, then this is the show for you. I think that we are going to get into Tom Hiddleston and his performance in a bit more detail later on. But I do think that the pacing of the show is such a delight to me, partly because it is kind of theatrical, but not in that the world building it does is very specific and very immersive. From the time that you are taken away from New York, and that happens pretty early on, and you're kind of landed into this other space. And space is the best way to put it, because it's really quite hard to explain or even understand exactly where the TVA sits, where their head offices are headquartered. But the world that it puts you in is so, so great and detailed. And I think that having longer scenes, having these long exchanges, having all that adds A, a certain air of mystery, and B, the ability to actually sit with the characters and to sit with the worlds in which they are sitting in. And I enjoyed that so, so much.
I said earlier that this show makes such a great case for it being a TV show. And I mean exactly the things that you guys said, right? Episodes have time to breathe, you know, relationships have time to build. There's an entire episode where it's almost just two people having conversations through various spaces. And it's great because you understand both characters so well. It's also building stories, people talking to each other, theatrical, but in a way that you understand already, because you had to have had the Marvel movies, you had to have had the relationship you've built with Loki up till this point to understand and want to see this much of him. And I think that the show absolutely nails it. It understands TV. It understands the weekly format. Rather than a binge of 6 episodes, the anticipation of watching one and realizing the next one is only the next week. I love that. I haven't felt that way about a show in a long time.
But also on that point, the mystery for me wasn't the centerpiece of the show, which is very surprising. I thought that was going to be like, I want to see how it unravels and what this is all about. I was hooked to the characters more than anything. Mm-hmm. And this show is inspired by Lost. And as someone who considers Lost like the best TV show ever made, I was so happy to know that it's inspired by Lost. But unlike Lost, it gives a lot of importance to the people instead of the big mystery of it all. And that's another thing that I really like. I appreciated that it didn't give so much focus on the background. It was mostly about the people who are in it.
So Let us know if you've seen Loki. And if you'd like to share your thoughts, you can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. So far, we have Kim who says, be Loki on Loki. I haven't seen it yet. Kim, I hope that we are meeting that because we are trying real hard. Anyway, let us know if you've seen it. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to continue this conversation after this. Keep it here on Popcorn Culture, BFM 89.9.
Business. Finance. And music. BFM 89.9.
I'm Agent Mobius, by the way.
Are you taking me somewhere to kill me?
No, that's where you just were. I'm taking you someplace to talk.
Well, I don't like to talk.
But you do like to lie, which you just did. Because we both know you love to talk. Talky, talky. How long have you been here?
I don't know, it's hard to say. You know, time passes differently here in the TVA. So you're part of the TVA's courageous and dedicated workforce?
Yes.
You were created by the Timekeepers?
Yep.
To protect the sacred timeline?
Correct.
The idea that your little club decides the fate of trillions of people across all of existence at the behest of three space lizards? It's absurd.
BFM 89.9, it's 7:49. You are listening to Popcorn Culture with Lynn, Sharmila and Arvin. And today we're reviewing Loki, as you could perhaps tell from the dulcet tones of Tom Hiddleston. I wanted to talk about Tom Hiddleston for a bit because he is, of course, the thing that is right at the heart of Loki. And I love the fact that he is a theatrical actor by training, and I think a show like this really gives him the space and time with which to settle in and showcase that range. And man, I really loved watching him flex in Loki.
Loki's always been one of my favorite Marvel characters just because of how much you get to see him do with the relatively short amount of time he has, even in the films. He's incredibly funny, but he's also sinister. He's had such tragic moments. He's been a villain. He's been an anti-hero. And in this show, all of that, all at once. And I loved it. I loved watching Tom Hiddleston do what he does. He obviously is having such a great time playing this character, and that translates to us as well. Very few TV shows, I feel, can balance going from something just outsizedly, ridiculously funny in one scene to putting you into tears in the next. And this show manages that without overstepping that line.
And he's so magnetic. Like, there's not a single scene where you can turn away or like lose interest or you get distracted by something else. He commands everything that he does. There's this story from Thor Ragnarok, I think, and I'm not so sure, but it's something about how they had to tone down on Tom Hiddleston's character and on Loki because he was overpowering and outshining Chris Hemsworth, and he was becoming a bigger fan favorite than Thor. And I think that speaks volumes, and it kind of explains why the MCU would go down this way and give Loki his own show, because I think if he had been in another movie with Chris Hemsworth, he would have been the bigger favorite. Like, people, there's no way to not like him, which is one of my tiny nitpicks when it comes to this show as well. He's supposed to be a jerk, even in the opening and stuff. It is very difficult to not like Tom Hiddleston. By default, you end up liking him. You know what I mean?
I get what you mean, but I also get what people mean when they say he's a jerk. Mm-hmm. So I definitely felt moments of like flashes of irritation and anger with him as a character. Frustration, I think, is a close. Exasperation, like all these different things that we've seen other characters display towards Loki over the years, right, of watching him on screen. And it's always for the same reason, too. He talks too much. We heard that just then. He talks too much about himself. We heard it just then. He's a scheming liar. He does all these things. And for me, at least, maybe it was the groundwork that exists outside of the television show. So the fact that we've seen him do these sorts of things in the films, and he brings that baggage into the show, that allowed me to immediately go like, oh, for God's sake, stop doing this. You always do this. And I think that sense of is also what works in the show's favor, because it gets to play with that and subvert that.
And the show totally uses that as part of its narrative, because in many ways, the show is about Loki learning to contend with his own personality and who he was, who he is now, what he might become. And all of these are addressed in multiple ways, you know, through humor, but also through some really sad and difficult scenes. And I think that like very few characters offer that kind of depth and that kind of opportunity for change and growth. And maybe that's why we enjoy watching him take this journey so much. I wanted to also say that we haven't talked about how the show looks. And that's part of what I really like. Every episode looks different. And there's so much thought put into creating worlds and spaces and just backdrops that fit the story that they're trying to tell. And in a way that I think you don't get in film, because Marvel clearly has that high budget look. But I love how with Loki, one episode looks super high tech and impressive. Next episode looks like fairly mid-range, like budget CGI, but kind of works like you're watching something from the 80s. And then some are just like in what look like office spaces. I love the way the show looks.
It looks, I mean, it looks different in every episode, but it's also consistently tight as a show. I don't know if I'm making sense. Like the whole show looks like a single piece, like a 6-hour long film. At the same time, it's such a masterclass in world building, like the mythology building, the character building, the amazing score by Natalie Holt, who I don't know where she's from or what she did before this, but it's one of the best scores in the MCU. The soundtrack is just like up there, top notch. Everything just works like clockwork. It works so well. And so this is the same writer who won an Emmy for Rick and Morty. And it shows. It shows with the world building, all the attention to detail and the small Easter eggs that you get here and there, the small callbacks and references. It really shows a person's style. And I love that he brought that Rick and Morty style into something like Loki, because the show deserves it. It's like the perfect platform for him.
I love that you brought up attention to detail, because I think that that is the thing that makes the show feel off a piece and makes it feel cohesive, even though we are literally moving from place to place. It's an almost constant sense of movement, if not of time, then at least of geography. And so with that, right, comes the need to know where we are, or at least to feel that we're still watching the same. It's not enough to just have Tom Hiddleston and his glorious purpose running around from place to place. You need more than that. And I think the show bothers to give us more. And I appreciate that. I think that what I felt watching this was that this was a generous show. And I mean that to say that Marvel, I know that a certain level of quality is associated with the output, but they didn't have to. With a character like Loki, with the fact that, the shows are all meant to be part of a continuum of sorts. They're either concluding things or, and I'm speaking of the shows on Disney Plus as a whole, right? They're either concluding things, they're serving as a bridge to get somewhere else. They're doing all these different things. They kind of have us over a barrel. You know, they don't really need to give us something that is this good. But the show actually bothers to create a world. The show actually bothers to be its own mini-series, its own series, its own thing. And there's a lot of effort and thought that went into that, whether it is the music, whether it's the aesthetics, whether it's the color palette that we see being used over and over again. I just wanted to say also that at this point, when it comes to Marvel, we've been in space, we've been in time, we've seen all sorts of things. And some of the landscapes that we get to see in Loki are among the most beautiful they've done anywhere. And so on that basis alone, it was kind of beautiful, literally, to watch.
I wanted to also talk about the other actors. We talked about Owen Wilson and Tom Hiddleston, but really the cast is so good. Everyone they've picked to play their roles. We can't say too much about what they do, but just running through some of the names, you have Gugu Mbatha-Raw, you have Wunmi Mosaku, you have Sofia DiMartino. They're all so good in the roles they play. And I loved how amidst these great performances by these two great actors, they actually bothered, again, as you said, Lynn, to build a larger story, to build characters around them that we are equally invested in.
And I also think that Loki is the first show, compared to WandaVision and Falcon and the Winter Soldier, that is essential viewing for the MCU. We've all had this, like, these conversations off air, right? Like, how does this fit into like the larger tapestry and stuff? The MCU is smart enough to construct their movies so that they can be standalones, like they are the centerpiece, and you don't have to watch like the fringe stuff or the bonus stuff. I don't think you can miss Loki. I think it is essential for you to understand how the cinematic universe works. And missing Loki would be like missing a whole season of Game of Thrones, let's say. So if I had to pick like
except
one
except if it
thing,
was the last season, then you can easily miss it.
Then you can easily miss it. But yeah, I would say that, you know, the question of do you have to watch the TV show to understand the MCU? I would say like, yeah, you 100% have to watch Loki to understand the MCU.
Still so much bitterness towards Lost in Game of Thrones. I love it. This is the kind of thing that keeps us going, you know, keeps us fueled. But the other thing is we just have a couple of minutes left. And I wanted to ask the both of you, how much of the MCU do you think you have to have watched before you can watch Loki? Because I think when it comes to things like this, right, like it's reaching Doctor Who levels. There are just too many things to watch in order to like get into the time stream of it all. What do you think people need to have seen?
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Loki, the TV show, you could probably watch it in isolation. As long as you're okay with knowing that there are things you may not get 100%, I think the show can stand alone very well.
I would say the same. The show does a really good job at telling you where you are and where your sort of launch pad is. But I would say if you want to catch up on the MCU, just watch all the stuff with Loki in it. That's about enough. And he's in all like the big essential movies. So the Loki films are good enough for you to enjoy Loki as a TV show.
Yeah, I agree with both of you. I think depending on how keen you are on getting in there and getting going. Either way, either approach works. The other thing is, are we excited potentially for a continuation of this? You know, would we want more of this sort of thing?
I was sad when the sixth episode ended and I was like, oh no more weekly Loki. So yes, 100%, more.
I'm just going to echo what I said at the top of the show. Like, I will never doubt the MCU or Disney again. So give me like, you know, give me 15 different shows with people I've never heard about, you know, make up your own comics. I'll be there. I'll be there like the day the episode drops.
I'm just imagining like whatever passes for Disney's version of Santa Claus, like flying over to Arvin's house and going, here, you've been good. Accept this. We've been talking today, of course, about Loki. We want to know if you've watched it, if you enjoyed it, if you didn't. WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.